Good day and welcome to our Thursday Stories.
Heavenly Father, Almighty God, please hear my prayer. Please give me now the strength, ability, and most of all, the humility, through your Holy Spirit, to say what I want to read out to this congregation, as you would want me to read and say it, Lord. Please allow me to keep control of myself and my emotions whilst doing so. I stand humbly before you, Lord God, and before your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. My name is Richard. I am 62 years of age, or was on the 4th of April this year. For 59 years of my life, I lived with faith only in myself. I was at best a skeptic, at worst an atheist. I would go right out of my way to test and very strongly argue against anyone I met who professed to have a faith in any sort of God. All my faith was only in myself. In 2002-2003, my world fell apart. I was left alone to myself. All my lifelong responsibilities disappeared. I became for 2 years a solitary hermit, living in my house completely alone. It was during this time, alone, that I started to question, what was my life about? What was I here for? What was my reason for being, if there even was one? I wanted and so needed contact with other people. I needed to talk, to be listened to, and to listen to others. We are not meant to be solitary beings. We are social creatures. We so need fellowship with others, like we need food. After over 2 years of self-imposed solitary confinement, I was becoming worried about losing my ability to communicate with others. It was back just before Christmas 2005. I received through my door the usual annual program of all the churches in my area, listing all their events over the Christmas period. I decided to systematically visit them all, not to seek faith, oh no. I'm a skeptic, an atheist. I just wanted to have communication with others. I visited most of the local churches over the coming months, and always found people to speak and listen to, but none of the churches somehow felt right for me until I visited Verwood Road Evangelical Chapel, just up the road from where I live, in Three-Legged Cross. Here I felt good, well, better. I liked the way they did things. It was not a liberal church. It was more leaning towards a brethren sort of fellowship, but not too hardline. There was no pomp or high ceremony, no fancy clothes or precious things to see or worship. These were ordinary people, just like me. Over the next 10 months, I visited VRC, on and off, at first maybe once or twice a month, and found that I liked it more and more, so I went more and more. By October 2006, I found that I was wanting to go not only every Sunday, but twice on Sundays. It was at this time that I seriously decided, to the best of my ability, to fully investigate just what this Christianity was really all about. How could so many intelligent, thinking people believe in it? For the next 6 months, I lived in the single-minded state of total study of the Christian faith. I devoted all of my time to the study of the Bible and many, many books, both for and against the Christian faith. I prayed and prayed so very hard to God to give me a definite sign, a proof, that God was out there and not something made up in my own mind. I was in heartfelt tears many, many times, asking for some proof, a miracle even, a certain sign, anything, but no sign or proof came. I was God's for the taking, but both He and my heart wasn't ready. In late March 2007, something happened to turn me completely off Christianity. I went from very serious, single-minded seeking, with all my heart and soul, to, this Christianity is certainly not for me. It is not at all important what event occurred to cause my absolute turnaround. It is only important to understand that it was very strongly driven by my own self-pride. God knew that it had to be for him to use it to turn this 60-year-old atheist into a Christian. It was during my very powerful and emotional efforts to try to take a wrong and turn it into a right, no matter what the cost, that my eyes were turned back into myself. To see and to start to see that all that I had hated and despised in others was also very present in myself. I was no better than all those that I felt very strong need to bring to rights in my life. It was at this moment in time of seeing just what I am that my life changed forever. In 2007, 3 days after my 60th birthday, at exactly 12:32 p.m., lunchtime on Easter Saturday, the 7th of April, I at last discovered that I was nothing, undeserving of my life, a sinner that so needed the forgiveness of God. This opened my heart to God, and at that very moment he came in. It was at this time that I understood, for the very first time, the amazing events of Easter, and that Jesus died for me, that I may have life and live life to the full. The next day, Easter Sunday 2007, I took my first communion with my God. I would now like to say that I am not a writer. I agree with Winnie the Pooh Bear when he said, "Yes, I know all my letters, but my spelling is wobbly. It's good spelling, but it wobbles, and my letters get into the wrong places. I'm not a poet either. I'm a practical man, an engineer. In the early hours of Easter Monday morning, 2007, at 1:30 a.m., whilst I was sat in my back porch, thinking in a daze what had happened to me on Easter Saturday, I picked up a pen and without thinking wrote out the following poem. It is unreferenced, original, and unedited. It is just as it came to me 37 hours after finding my faith. This poem is called The Fellowship Revealed. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I've been. I don't know what's in store for me. But God has hold to let me see. For he will surely show my way, to guide, to lead, to change each day, to give me life I've never seen, to serve, to try, to make life clean, to hold me close, to let me go, to understand, to love me so. My God is one with Saviour Christ. He gave for me the total price. My heart is found, the ghost within, salvation sealed, forgiven sin. My past remains, but all washed clean. My future comes like it's never been. I cannot say the words I feel of things that are to me so real. My sad, sad past is gone. My future's clean, for with my eyes new life I've seen. This gift of love that has been given shall remain with me right through to heaven. I believe that this poem was written with God's help. There is nothing good that can come out of me, from my own self-self. Any good that comes from me only comes through me from God. So please, just praise the Lord.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers today. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something uploaded to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later.